How many prayer groups, Father Jerry, were represented here?
About eight plus within the diocese, eight. And also the Monaghan group and a group from Drogheda, from Ballsbridge and Drogheda. And there are also representatives here from the National Service Committee of Charismatic Renewal. That's the Down and Connor rep, Derry, and Ardagh, Clonmacnoise, Kilmore. So they were here too. So,
Your Grace, how important do you think the Charismatic Renewal is and this meeting tonight?
Well, I think Charismatic Renewal is vital to the renewal of the Church more generally in Ireland. And it's absolutely uplifting when you come to an occasion like this. You see people who are so devoted and who are so filled with the Holy Spirit. And they're not doing so in any kind of showy-off way. They're just coming together because they like to pray together. And any time that I have met with prayer groups, not just Charismatic Renewal prayer groups, but Padre Pio prayer groups and all sorts of other spiritual gatherings, I have felt uplifted by prayer. And we have no chance of having any renewal in the Church in Ireland if it is not founded on a very solid basis of prayer. And the work of the Charismatic Renewal is vital to that.
Of course, there's Eucharistic Adoration, there's Marian groups and so on. I mean, I'm sure they share a vital importance wherever people find their home. Is that true?
Well, this is one of the lovely things about it. Why do people join a prayer group? Usually people come along because someone else invites them. And they come along maybe to the first night of the prayer group and they feel a wee bit awkward because everybody else in the prayer group seems to be all into it. And they wonder to themselves, what am I doing here? And yet if they can persevere for one or two nights, then they begin to feel at home in the prayer. And I know people who go to Legion of Mary and they're very uplifted by the prayers there. And there are all sorts of different groups, as you mentioned there. Eucharistic Adoration is another tremendous renewal within the country. I suppose when it comes down to it, we pray in our own way. But there's something that adds value when you come to pray with another person. I was in a school just last week and some of the young people said to me, well, are we not okay just to go and pray in our own rooms and say our own prayers? And I says, of course you are. That's a good thing to do. But I says, whenever you come along with other people and you gather with them to pray, then somehow it adds value to your prayer. And it's very interesting that our whole church, ecclesia, or gathering, is about people coming together to pray and to praise God.
In light of recent, very recent atrocities, how much more important do you feel is it that people would return to the call of prayer?
Funny, people do it naturally. This weekend, after the Paris atrocities, people are naturally drawn to prayer. You see people on the streets of Paris coming to lay flowers and then they stand. I bet they're praying. And there's just something about prayer. It's like a magnet that draws you to God, particularly in these very despairing moments, but also, of course, in joyful moments, just to thank God. So I do think when we look around us at the world and we see the awful things that are happening, it's comforting just to take a moment to pray and to offer it to God, knowing that we ourselves might be very helpless in the face of this kind of terrorism. But with God, anything is possible.
If you don't mind me asking you, a lot of people would be saying, in terms of the refugee crisis that's occurring, and it's one of the biggest movements of people since, I think, World War II, they're saying, what about the homeless? Should we not be looking to our homeless first? And then seeing if we can cater for those who are also stuck.
Yeah, I think that's a very natural reaction. I suppose what I'd be thinking is, okay, what about the homeless? Should we not be looking to our homeless first? Say, okay, yeah, let's do it. What are we doing about the homeless here? And I think sometimes we put off doing any good by thinking of an excuse. That's certainly what I do. I tend to think of excuses that will keep me from doing good. And therefore, in the run-up to Christmas, it's naturally a time when you think of family, when you think of home. when you think of the happiness of being together with our friends and family. And therefore, it's naturally a time when it comes into our mind that there are people who have nowhere to call home. There are families who are desperately split up through persecution and having to flee violence and war. And therefore, I don't mind whoever people choose to help, but it's so important that we do actually help someone rather than just talking about it.
Pope Francis is offering an awful lot of hope, isn't he, with his ministry. Is he coming? Is that true? Is it actually going to happen? Do you know? Can you tell us first?
Yeah. Well, of course we would all love him to come. And I said that to him, Archbishop Dermot Martin. We both said it to him during the synod. And we got a great sense that he's certainly open to the possibility of coming. But I suppose we have to recognize he'll be 82 in 2018. I suppose an awful lot of it will depend on his health and depend on how many other things he has in his schedule. But certainly at this stage, I'm very hopeful that Pope Francis might come and bring that wonderful openness to the Spirit that he has. Because wherever he goes, he spreads love, confidence, and of course he attracts people to the joy of the gospel.
And of course, in this meeting today or this weekend, they were talking about 2017 and travelling over to, I think it's the World Conference of Charismatic Renewal that he's going to lead. And he's very much into charismatic renewal, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, he is, of course. You see, coming from South America, he would have had a great experience of not just charismatic renewal within our faith, but also the sort of the ability of evangelical groups to draw people into the joy and happiness and praise of the gospel. And therefore, I think it's just that Pope Francis is very natural when it comes to charismatic renewal and a lot of the new movements. So, I would certainly encourage people to go and be with others, because even at the Second Vatican Council 50 years ago, it was known that it would really be through the movement of the Spirit that the aims of the Second Vatican Council would happen. And similarly, as I mentioned, it's only through the power of the Spirit and in the power of the Spirit that the Church will be renewed and revitalized.
And will you go with them if they do travel?
Well, I'd love to. I just have to wait and see what the schedule's like.
Your Grace, thank you very much.
Thank you.